The most commercial thing I did today. Yes, that's what this is about. Now, it's another one in a series of audio boos, which are my effort to present evidence that I'm becoming more commercial during the month of June. So, I had an unusual day, and it was so unusual that what I'm going to tell you now will illustrate it rather well. The most commercial thing I did today. Now, I was at a networking event. I drove up from Limerick to it. And in preparation for this audio boo, I was thinking, well, I did nothing commercial today. And then I realized that I had actually spent time talking with a couple of young Polish guys who have a business called Mosquito. Mosquito.ie. Success-driven e-commerce solutions, that's their strapline. And what did I do commercial in relation to them? Well, what I did was I listened to them. I let them tell me what they're doing, or I let somebody else ask them, and I listened intently. And eventually they turned to me and said, and what do you do? And the best, most commercial thing I did today was give a very clear presentation of what a company gets if it gets me, if I work for it. And I presented that across a table in a very light-hearted way. And now that I think back on it, that 1 minute presentation, in fact it went on longer than 1 minute, but that short presentation had a number of features to it that took me a very long time to develop. In the old days, I used to tell people what I did. I would actually describe the activities that I put in while I was working for them. But today I did it totally differently. This is a style I've been developing, and I could do with, you know, even more practice at it. But I described what you get if I work for you. In other words, I said nothing about what I do at all. I said, as a result of me working for you, this is what happens. And they were interested in that. I don't want to claim they were too interested. I actually, the next very commercial thing I'm going to do is that I am not going to follow it up with an email outlining my services, saying how nice it was to meet you and to hear about Mosquito. And by the way, this is what my business can do for Mosquito. Not at all, not at all. But I am going to send them an email, because the most commercial thing I did was not bring a business card. I don't have a business card anymore. This forces me to follow up with an email. If I had their business card, I have theirs, I'd have theirs and they'd have mine, and we'd put the relevant information into our computer systems and nothing would happen. But because they have none of my details, and because they expressed an interest in having them, I feel out of simple politeness I should at least tell them what my name is and what my phone number is, and I should certainly give them feedback about how interested I am in their success, because they are from Poland and I have some Polish connections. I've worked with Polish people. I employ a Polish person. I have a great admiration for the role that Poland has played in history. And I've never been to Poland, so there's all sorts of things I can say about Poland. So as a commercial, I've got a couple of commercial practices there. One is, don't carry a business card, because it closes down things. Don't carry a business card, very commercial. It certainly makes you different from all the others at the networking events. Collect other people's business cards, obviously. What was the second point? The second point is really about getting the elevator pitch expressed in a way that it's all about the benefits people get from you working for them. And that's quite enough. I think they're fairly sharp commercial practices. But of course, it still isn't a substitute for sending my accountant all the information the accountant needs, and that is still outstanding. Thanks ever so much for giving this a listen. It's very encouraging to think that there is at least one person out there listening to this. Bye-bye.